Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. This is Shimon Newbert with Hilchas Chagiga, the Laws of the Festival Offerings, Chapter 3. This chapter contains 7 halachas. In this chapter we conclude the laws of festival offerings by considering the laws of Hakel, that is, in addition to the ordinary mitzvah of coming to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year during the festivals and bringing the sacrifices, which we discussed in chapters 1 and 2, there is a special mitzvah of gathering all the people to the Beis HaMikdash once in 7 years. Halacha Aleph, mitzvah saseh, there is a positive mitzvah, lahakil kol Yisrael, to gather together and assemble all of Israel, anoshim, the women, v'noshim, and anoshim, men, v'noshim, and women, v'taf, and children, b'chol meitzoi shmita, after the conclusion of each shmita year, ba'aloisam l'regel, when they come up to Yerushalayim for the festival, that is on Sukkot, at the conclusion of each shmita year, v'likrois b'oznehem, and the mitzvah also includes to read into their ears, to read so that they can hear it min ha-Torah, to read from the Torah parshiyos, certain portions of the Torah, shehein mizarzeis oisam b'mitzvahs, which encourage Jews and urge Jews on to do mitzvahs, or mechazkeis yedehem b'das ha-emes, and encourages and strengthens Jews in the practice of the true religion. Shenemar, for the Torah says, Miketz Sheva Shonim, at the conclusion of 7 years, B'moyed Shnas HaShmita, and the festival, or at the time when there arrives the year of Shmita, B'chag HaSukkos, in the festival of Sukkot, Bevoi Kol Yisrael, when all of the Jews come, Leirois, to be seen, then and the Torah continues, then at that time, Hakel, gather together, or assemble, as Ha'om, all the people, Ho'anoshim, the men, V'hanoshim, and the women, V'hataf, and the children, V'gercho Asher B'sharecho, and your strangers who come to the gates of your cities, V'gomer, and the verses continue there, along this line. Halacha Beis, Kol HaPotem, anyone who is excused from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, from coming to the Beis HaMikdash on the festival and offering these sacrifices, which we discussed in the previous chapter, Potter mi mitzvah Hakel, he is also excused from the mitzvah of Hakel, from the mitzvah of coming to this gathering. Chutz min hanoshim v'hataf, except for women and children v'ha'orel, and one who is uncircumcised. They are excused from the Re'iyah, as we stated in the previous chapter, but they are obligated in this mitzvah of Hakel, and they have to come. Aval ha'tomei, but one who is tomei, potter mi mitzvah Hakel, he is excused from the mitzvah of Hakel, Shenemar, for the Torah says, Bevoi kol Yisrael, when all of the Jews will come in, that is, come into the Beis HaMikdash, ve'ezeh eini roi l'bian, such a person cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash, v'hadova borur, and it's an obvious thing, sh'atumtum v'androgynus chayovim, that tumtum and androgynus, that is, one who is of indeterminate sex, or who has the organs of both sexes, chayovim, they are obligated, sharei hanoshim chayovis, because since women are obligated and men are obligated, so therefore they are either man or woman, and therefore they are obligated. But the mitzvah of Re'iyah, we discussed in the last chapter, since women are excused, therefore since these people might be women, they are excused also. Halacha gimel, a mosai kohayu koidim, now exactly when do they read the Torah? The Moitzoi Yom Tiv Harishin, at the conclusion of the first day of the festival Shal Chag HaSukkos, of the festival of Sukkot, Shehu Tchilas Yemei Choylei Shal Moed, that is the first day of the intermediate days of the festival, Shal Shana Shminis, on the 8th year, that is after the conclusion of the 7th year, the 8th year begins, and when Sukkot arrives 2 weeks later, after the first day of the festival is over, the first of Chol HaMoed, that is when the mitzvah is to read the Torah. V'hamelech hu sheyikra b'azneihem, and it is the king who must read it into the ears of the people. U'be'ezes hanoshim hayu koyrim, and the custom used to be that they would read the Torah in Ezras Noshim, in the women's court of the Beis HaMikdash. V'koyrei kishehu yoyshev, by law, the king can read even when he is sitting, v'imkara me'umad, but if he reads the Torah while standing, hareza meshubach, this is even more praiseworthy. Meheichan hu kairei, from what portion of the Torah does he read? Mitchilas chumash eila hadvarim, from the beginning of the chumash of devarim, atzoif parshas shema, until the end of the portion of Shema Yisrael, which is in the second portion that's in Vatchanan. Umedaleg, and then he skips until Ekev levahoya im shamoya, to the portion of vahoya im shamoya, the goimer, and that entire portion. Umedaleg, and then he skips into the Sedra of Re'ei, La'aser to Aser, to the portion of Aser to Aser, which read on the one of the last days of our festivals, the Koirei, and then he reads from there, Me'aser to Aser, from that portion of Aser to Aser, Al HaSeder, he reads everything in order, Atzoif Brochus Uklolis, until the end of the portion of blessings and curses, which is in Kisavoi, Ad milvad habris, until the verse that says, besides the covenant ashekoras itom bechorev, which God made as a covenant with the Jews in Chorev. Uposek, and there he stops, which is somewhere near the end of Kisavoy. Halacha dalit, ketzad hu koirei, what is the procedure for this reading of the Torah? It's done as follows. Toikim bachatzoitreis bechol Yerushalayim. They sound blasts of the trumpets everywhere in Yerushalayim, kedei lahakil esham, as a signal in order to assemble all of the people. Umeviim bima gedayla, and they bring a large platform, v'shal eitz hoysa, and this used to be made of wood. Umamidin hoysa be'emza ezes noshim, and this is erected in the middle of the women's court. V'hamelech oyleh, and the king goes up onto that platform, v'yoshiv oleh, and he sits there on the platform. He's on this platform, kidei sheyishmiu kriyosei, so that he will be on a raised place, and people will hear what he reads. V'chol Yisrael ha'oylim lechog, and all of the Jews who have come up for the festival, miskaptzim srivav, they gather together around this platform. The Chazan HaKnesses, and the caretaker of the shul that there is there in the Beis HaMikdosh, Neutel Sefer Torah, he takes out a Sefer Torah, the Noisnei L'Roish HaKnesses, and he gives it to the president of the shul. The Roish HaKnesses Noisnei L'Sgan, and the president of the shul gives the Sefer Torah to the vice Kohen, that is to the assistant to the Kohen Gadol, which we discussed in Hilchas Klei HaMikdosh, Sgan L'Kohen Gadol, and the vice Kohen gives it to the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol LaMelech, and the Kohen Gadol gives it to the king. Kedei L'Hadrei B'Roish All this ceremony is done in order to glorify the king by using many people to bring the Sefer Torah to him. The king receives the Sefer Torah while standing. The Imrotzan, if he desires, Yeshev, he then sits down to do the reading. Upoiseach, he opens the Sefer Torah, v'roeh, and he looks at the place where he's going to begin reading. Umevorech, and he recites the blessing, kiderech shemevorech kol kiri b'Torah, the same blessing in the same manner as anyone who reads the Torah recites a blessing b'veis haKnesses in any shul. And we discuss this in Hilchas Tfilah. The Koirei HaParshis Sharmarnu, and the king then reads the portions of the Torah which we mentioned in the previous halacha, Achehu Goimer, until he comes to the conclusion, the Goilel, and then he rolls the scroll together, Umevorech Liachareho, and then he recites the blessings afterwards, Kederech Shemevorechim Bebotik Nesiyis, as we recite the blessings, that is the blessings that are recited, Ashenosan Lonu Teiras Emes, the blessing that is recited after the reading of the Torah in Shul. And this was discussed also in Hilchos Tfilah. Umoysef, and he adds to this ordinary blessing, Sheva Brochus, another seven blessings, Ve'eluheim, and these are they. One blessing is Ritzei Hashem Alekeinu B'Amcha Yisrael, the blessing of Ritzei, that find acceptable, O Lord our God, your people Israel and their sacrifices, etc. The bracha of Ritzei, which we say in Shmona Esrei, Umodim Anachnu Loch, the blessing of Modim Anachnu Loch, we give thanks to you. That is the ordinary blessing of Modim. Ata Bechartonim Mikolo Amim, the blessing you have chosen us from among all nations. Ad until Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim, blessed is God, the one who sanctifies Israel and the festival days. Kederach Shemavarchim Batvila, these three blessings that we just said, Ritzei, Moidim, and Ata Bechartonu, are the same ones we say in our ordinary prayers. Halei Sharlis Brochus Kemat Beyan. These are three blessings that are said according to their ordinary standard text. Revius, the fourth blessing, does not have a standard text. Mispalil, the blessing can include his praying al hamikdash concerning the base hamikdash sheyamri, that it shall continue to stand. Vechoisim ba, and he concludes it, Baruch ato Hashem, blessed are you, O God, hashochein b'tzion, who dwells on Mount Zion. Chamishis, the fifth blessing, Mispalil al Yisrael. Here again, there's no standard text. He recites a prayer for the Jewish people, Shetamid Malchusam, that their kingdom shall remain everlasting. The Chosim Bar, and his conclusion of this blessing is, Habeichem B'Yisrael, blessed is God who chooses Israel. Shishis, the sixth blessing, Mispalil al Hakehanim. It is a prayer concerning the Kohanim, Sheyirtza Hakel Avidosam, that God shall find acceptable the worship and the avoda, the sacrificial service that they perform. V'choyseh bar, he concludes this blessing, Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed are you, O God, Mekadesh HaKohanim, who sanctifies the Kohanim. Shviyis, the seventh blessing, Mishanein, or Mispalel, he supplicates and prays, Ba, and this blessing, Kfi Mashu Yochel, to the extent that he knows how, V'choisim Ba, and he concludes it, Hoisha Hashem as Amcha Yisrael, O God, help your people Israel, She'amcha Tzrichim Lehivosha, for your people are in need of your help, Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed are you, O God, She'meya Tfilah, who hears our prayer. Halacha hei, hakriya v'habrochus beloshin hakodesh. The reading of the Torah and the blessings are recited in the Hebrew language, in the holy tongue. Shenemar, for the Torah says, tikra es hatira hazois, you shall read this Torah, that means bilashoina. In this Torah, that means in this language as the Torah is written. Afalpi sheyesham loyazois, and even though there are there people who speak other languages and do not understand the Hebrew, nevertheless it is read in the Hebrew. Halochevov, the geirim sheena makirim, and geirim, converts to Judaism, who do not understand the Hebrew language at all, and they get no understanding out of this ceremony, nevertheless, chayovim lahochin libam, they are obligated to focus their attention, ulahakshiv oznam, and to listen with their ears, lishmoya, to hear, be'ema, O beyira, with awe and fear, vegila bir'ada, and with rejoicing through trembling from God's awesome majesty, kiyoyim shenitna boi b'sinai, as they would have done were they standing there on the day when the Torah was given at Mount Sinai. Afilu chachomim gidoilim, and even great wise people, sheyoidim kol ha-Torah kula, who know the entire Torah, perhaps they know the Torah even better than the king, and they have nothing to learn from the king's reading. Nevertheless, chayovim lishmoya, they are obligated to hear, bechavona gedoyla yisera, with a great, intense attention to it, umisha eina yochel lishmoya, and one who cannot hear, not because he's deaf, but one who cannot hear because there are so many people there, and he is standing at such a distance from the platform that he simply cannot hear, mechavin liboy lekriyazu, nevertheless he must focus his attention upon this reading of the Torah, shalaykova hakosuf, for the only reason that the Torah requires and obligates us to have this reading of the Torah is not to learn Torah, elo lechazik dasam, is to strengthen the true religion. the yira atzmoy, and he should imagine himself ki'ilu aton nitztave bo, as if he is now being commanded in the Torah, as if he is now hearing it from God himself. Shehamelech shliachu, for the king is an agent, a messenger, lahashmia divra ho'el, to make heard the words of God. Halocha zayin, yoim hakel shecholiyis b'shabbos, if the day of hakel, the day when the obligation of this assembly and gathering comes, if it falls on Shabbos, that is, the first day of Sukkot was Friday, and now the second day of Sukkot is Shabbos, then it is delayed until after Shabbos, mipnei tkiyas hachatzitzis, because of the blasts on the trumpets, which are forbidden on Shabbos by rabbinical law, v'hatchinois, and because of the prayers, she'einam deichem es haShabbos, since these are unusual prayers, and these are special prayers, and special supplications are forbidden on the Shabbos, and here this does not set aside the laws of Shabbos, and therefore the hakel is delayed until after Shabbos. Slika lehu hilchus chagiga, we now depart from the laws of chagiga, the laws of festival offerings, b'siyata d'shmaya, with the help of heaven, who has helped us to reach this point, and to begin tomorrow with God's help, hilchus bechoiris.